It may be 40 years ago, but 1960 remains a landmark year for Burnley Football Club. It was by virtue of their First Division Championship success. Cummings, Adamson, McElroy, Pilkington, Miller, Seath, Blacklaw, Poynter, Angus, Robson, those names and more are now the stuff of legend around Turf Moor, remembered as the men who brought English football's most glittering prize to town. Another key member of the side was 20-goal John Kennelly.
Yes, it was one of the best highlights of my career, really. You know, obviously the first league championship, and it was the beginning of a great era for us, really. You know, what it were, I think we all come through the junior teams, the Colts, the B team, A team. Over the years, we got to know each other very, very well, and we were good mates. We really slotted in with each other, on and off the field, really. You know, it was a fabulous time for us.
But every good team needs good management. For Burnley, that was Harry Potts.
As a manager, as a person, it was absolutely brilliant. Probably one of the best managers that I've played under. As a man manager as well, you know, absolutely brilliant. He took over a good team, I think. He took over a good squad. But having said that, he kept it going and won the championship. And he continued the good work that Alan Brown had started, you know. So I have a lot of admiration for Harry, really, you know.
There were early indications that 59-60 could be a season to remember when the Clarets banged in 16 goals in their first seven league matches. Jimmy Robson scored five in one match when Nottingham Forest were routed 8-0, but as John Kennelly recalls, goals were never a problem.
Really, it was a goal-scoring forward line, you know, and obviously backed by the defenders, you know. Robbo is a prolific goal-scorer, Robbo, and wherever he went to afterwards, he always scored goals, Robbo, and he slotted in brilliantly with Ray Poynter. They complemented each other. Obviously, to slot in like that, you've got to know each other very well. Somebody's going to the near post, somebody hanging back, and they were good at this, and we tried to provide the service for them, you know. If somebody scored, everybody was suited, you know, and if we scored off a set piece or a free kick, that was even more so, you know, because it, like, we'd worked on it, and it was a really, really good team effort, I think. I think actually when the team broke up, we realised then how much we appreciated each other at that particular time, you know.
The climax of the campaign was certainly one of high drama. Spurs and reigning champions Wolves were Burnley's main rivals and forced the title race into the last weekend. A disappointing draw with Fulham on the final Saturday left the Clarets needing to win the very last league game of the season, away to Manchester City. John, who'd contributed 20 goals to his club's cause, has good reason for remembering the match so well.
I remember that because I was lying in the hospital bed. I had my cartilage out and I was listening to it on the hospital bed, and it really was tense. I had to keep taking the headphones off because it was, especially with Dennis Law playing as well, because knowing Dennis afterwards, he's likely to score at any time, and it was an absolute fabulous finish because my deputy at the time, Trevor Merrith, great little player, he got the winning goal, so he got quite a lot of glory, really, which is lovely, really. It's nice. Coming back from Manchester, the lines was roads were filled with people cheering and shouting, and it was absolutely fantastic.